While many consider team sports to be an exclusively physical activity, the growth of competitive multiplayer video games since the start of the 21st century is transforming this understanding.
I shoved away, but I have nowhere to
go. I'm like 2 opinions off of 6. They have vision.
Oh my god.
You're Kaisa. Alright, you guys just kill him without me. It's fine.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's all good. I don't get assist, you know, it's fine.
I interrupted the Rakan W. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
It may just sound like a few friends playing video games together, but what you just heard was actually a practice session for the Varsity League of Legends team at the University of Chicago Laboratory Schools. Formed in January, the Lab Esports team has joined the Illinois High School Esports Association, or IHSEA, to provide an opportunity for students interested in video games to take part in competitive team sports organized through the school. The club already has teams for League of Legends and Fortnite, and is planning on creating several others as the seasons for these games start. Currently, the team that has participated in the most competitions is the Varsity League of Legends team. League is a 5-man game, where 2 teams compete to destroy each other's bases at the bottom left and top right corners of the map by pushing through lanes with turrets to prevent your advance. Rounds usually last between 20 and 50 minutes. A normal match in a tournament is made up of 2 of these games, with point scoring based on the results of these 2 rounds. Like any team sport, winning competitions requires working together effectively, though the team struggled with this in its first competitions. William Montague, a player on the team, explains the problems the team had in their first season.
Us as a team didn't even listen to each other. And, like, I mean, we didn't play together much, so I think that's part of it. But it's also part of, I don't know, I can't really explain it, but, like, some people thinking that their idea might be better than someone else's idea in the current situation. And that's hard to, like, sort out while you're playing the game.
Despite these difficulties, the team has now resolved most of their communication problems.
I think that we're actually legitimately playing together, and I think that's going to help us if we actually do plan to play in the summer.
Though the IHSEA season has ended, the team still practices 2 to 3 times a week in League's ranked queue.
Yeah, once I hit 6, I can flash.
I have 6 for this Renekton. He has no flash. No flash for another 70 seconds. No flash for another 70 seconds, I guarantee it.
That's a call-out, a core part of communication within a team during a game, which some would argue is even more important than raw skill at the game.
Like, individual skill doesn't matter that much if you're, like, decent, but if you're bad and don't listen, then individual skill definitely stacks up. But game knowledge, like, you could ask teammates about that, obviously, like, during the game. And I think, like, communication with players that may be, quote-unquote, better at the game, which basically just means higher rank at this point, is key during the game.
All of these elements foster an environment different from that of playing video games purely for enjoyment alone or with friends.
Like, you know, I play games with my friends all the time, right? But I think, like, I mean, honestly, like, I think playing more, like, focused to win and not to just have fun, I think, like, building that up, it's different, but it also, I think the short answer for that is yes, I guess. Like, I feel like I have built up something, like some coordination, some understanding of what needs to be done on a team to have fun, which I've already basically had, but also to be successful. And I think those are 2 things that this experience has built up.
The esports team offers an opportunity for students not inclined towards physical activity to experience the world of competitive team sports. For the UHI Midway, I'm Peter Cox.